Blog Talk Radio.
That song expresses so much what is on my heart tonight. So we haven't seen it yet, but the best is yet to come. We are so close. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. This is Jeannie. I just am so happy to have each and everyone here, and I thank you for taking your precious time to be with me. You don't know how much I appreciate it. But anyhow, just to let you know tonight, let's see, this is September the 13th, 2021, almost midway through this month. We are currently in the Days of Awe. If you are familiar with the feast, the Jewish feast, the 10 Days of Awe, it started on September the 6th. It goes to September the 16th. Of course, in the Hebrew, the new day starts in the evening. So whereas us, we start our day in the mornings. Theirs are at midnight, actually, when it starts. Theirs, it starts in the evening, is the beginning of a new day. So just a little bit of information there. Anyhow, the thing I wanted to talk to y'all about tonight, and it is very similar to that song. That song was just perfect for so many of us that we've been contending for things. We've been praying for things. We've poured out our heart before God over things. And we're still in that waiting season in some things. And for some of us, some things have come to pass. Some things have. There's been breakthrough. But maybe yet other things that we're still waiting to see. But the thing that the Lord has really put on my heart tonight is that we are in a time of the Lord releasing keys to us, releasing keys to help us get to breakthrough. And when the Lord releases keys to us, then we still have to use those keys. We still have to spend time in prayer and decreeing and declaring and doing the things that that are required. You know, just like you have a natural key in your hand, you have to put it in the door and unlock the door. You're in your vehicle, which mine has a fob nowadays, but used to, you had a key, you had it to put it in the ignition and put your foot on the clutch and the other foot on the brake and had to turn it on and then put it into gear. So there are things on our part we have got to do. But, you know, God has really been dealing with me about family members and generational curses and things that have passed down through the family. And in this time, as the Lord is opening doors to us as individuals to move forward and to come into victory and to enter into that new day and to transition into this new season, I know in my heart that God is wanting to also, he's wanting us to help unlock or help open the doors for others, help hold the door for others to come through. As God's opening the doors for us, that we're holding the doors for others, that we're praying the prayers, we're pouring out the love, we're counseling, whatever God has called us to. But the thing is there are bondages that have been generational, that have been passed down, that I believe the Lord wants to give us the keys to break those bondages, the keys, the strategies, that those things begin to fall away and freedom begins to come to not only us, but comes to the generations, it comes to the family, so that the generations to come, that they don't have to fight those battles. And two, that they have understanding. You know, if you understand, if you recognize the enemy, then it's a whole lot easier to fight it. If you don't recognize the enemy, you don't realize who the enemy is, then it's like being blindfolded in a room. You don't know what's what, what's up, what's down. You know, you have to be able to see and understand. You know, it's just like we saw actually January 6th, you know, at the Capitol building, that there were some that were actually, to me, like American terrorists, what do they call them, Antifa, that had dressed up as Trump supporters and then began to attack, you know, run into the building and cause problems and this and that, but because, and put on like they were Trump supporters, the dress, you know, wore the hat, the Make America Great, and various things like that, and held signs. But truly, so many in the media, and I think they knew more than they let on, but many people, they couldn't recognize the enemy. They didn't know. And we have got to be able to recognize the enemy to be able to rightly divide what is true and what is not, to know how to overcome and to conquer, so that we're not actually helping him. You know, there were those that were innocent people that got in with those that were actually Antifa that were there to bring destruction and to bring more criticism and problems for what were just good people, you know, wanting to stand up for their rights and wanting to see things done fairly in the nation. But see, when the enemy comes in and starts doing underhanded schemes and things like that, if we're not careful, we can fall in line with them and think, okay, we're justified in this, or this is good, or yes, I'm going to go with this. This may work, and be completely led astray. You know, this week, I'm always telling y'all stories about stuff going on in my life, and maybe that's meant to be. But this week, I went up to Fort Worth. One of my little nephews, he's 26 years old, wasn't raised in a horsey family. I'm the horsey one in the family. Of course, you know, I live in a different town, but he doesn't have horsey parents. But he's always wanted to be a cowboy, and he's pursued it with everything in him and has done it right. I mean, everyone that could teach him someone, he followed after them. He befriended them. He tried to learn and has put in the time and put in the effort and, you know, and worked and got jobs on big ranches and, you know, in West Texas and New Mexico and Kansas. And, you know, he's paid his dues, so to speak, to be what he is. And there was a premier sale up at Fort Worth this weekend. That was a selection sale, not just something you could consign a horse to. And because and maybe not all because, but partly he knew one of the guys that was putting it on. But anyhow, he put his best horse in that. And an awesome thing. I mean, a huge privilege and honor to actually even be accepted into that sale. And went through a rigorous selection process and screening process. And his horse had to pass all of that, and he did. And there were only 74 horses that sold, I think. And his horse brought a really good price. The horse market right now is just insane. It's just wild what it is. But anyhow, his horse brought $25,000. And I was there. We had driven up, saw him in the ring, didn't see him outside. But I was so proud for him and had texted him and told him, and you know, that you know, oh, your grandpa in heaven would be so proud of you, and I'm so proud of him, and things like that. But there were other horses. There were some big name people there too, and there were some horses that went up. I think the highest one was $260,000, and you know, there was two or three over $100,000, and you know, and quite a few that are in the 50, 60, 70, you know, 40, 50, 60,000 range. And after the sale, now I tried to find him. There were too many people. It just too big a place up there, Billy Bob's and all of that at the stockyards. And so I just called him, and I felt bad for him. He expected more. You know, I found him comparing himself to some of the, you know, the other ones that had the bigger name horses or horses that had shown a lot and things like that. His was a ranch horse and that sort of thing. And it broke my heart a little bit because I have seen that comparison thing in the family. And anyhow, I just told him, I said, you did awesome and you did so good. And that was such an honor. And to get in that sale, what a tremendous feat that was to do that. And, you know, you be proud of that and all the time you put in on that geld. And just an awesome thing. I mean, he made like a $22,000 profit on the horse. But seeing his eyes, he was looking at the others that did a lot better, and he expected more of himself. And I think some of that came from things from his father and just generational stuff. Anyhow, yesterday my oldest brother had a birthday, and I called him to wish him happy birthday. And he talked about what he'd done on the weekend a little bit. And I told him, I said, yes, we went up to see Cody sell his horse. And he says, yes. Yeah. So his dad called me and told me that y'all had gone up there. He had known it from Cody. And once again, there was the comparison thing. And it broke my heart, to be honest. I'm thinking, here's this young man that's just barely out of college age, just barely, and he's done such a tremendous job of being so dedicated and working hard and learning and just been like a sponge to learn all that he could. And then to have any of that dampened by comparison, you know, comparison of why didn't yours bring 100,000 or why this or that and that sort of thing. And it broke my heart for him. I mean, it broke my heart. And you know, you just want to hug him and say, be proud of your accomplishments. Be proud of how hard you worked. Be proud that God blessed you and opened the doorway for you to do this, because this is just a beginning and leads to so many other things. But the Lord was talking to me about all of us have things in our family line that has been a hindrance to happiness, a hindrance to victory, a hindrance to unity in our families. Those things that have held us back, those things that have dampened our joy, those things that have, particularly the things that have cropped up again and again and again, to where as a born-again child of God, as you mature and you begin to see that and you see the pattern, you recognize the patterns and you say, that's the enemy. That is a snare of the enemy. It's a trick that he has used over and over and been successful with. So it's continued to go round and round and round through the generations. And in this time that God is transitioning us and opening doors for us and opening our eyes with wisdom and understanding, I sense the Lord so much saying, will we humble ourselves? Will we let our hearts be broken for the others, for the ones that aren't putting the time into prayer, that aren't spending time in the Word, that maybe aren't going to church or aren't seeking God, but they're just living their lives? You know, will we too sometimes compare and say, well, I've paid my dues. I've studied the Word. I've spent time in prayer. And yeah, it does take that. It does. You know, the Word says study to show yourself approved. But God also wants us to be willing to let our hearts be broken for the others, that we feel for them, that we'll care for them. You know, I've never seen anything, particularly with young people, but I see so many even adult people that when I listen to them talk and I hear the issues in their heart, that so many of them, what they have needed was more hugs. Not more counseling always, even though counseling is good. Not always even more prayer, even though prayer is good. Goodness, I would not be here today if it weren't for the prayer of others. But you know what? Sometimes nothing does more good to break down walls, to bring healing, than just a good old-fashioned hug. To grab somebody and hug them and let them know that you love them, that you care about them, that your heart hurts for their heart, that when their heart is broken, that your heart is broken too. You know, the Word says, you know, mourn with those that mourn and rejoice with those that rejoice. And sometimes maybe we also, just in this case, let them know that, hey, you are winning. You may not think you are if you're comparing yourself to others, but you're winning. You are winning. You're doing good. You're doing good. And people need that. People need that. Young people need it. Old people need it. Middle-aged people need it. You know, just like that song that I played, that sometimes it's a little longer, that it may not look like it, but we can be so close to real breakthroughs. But as we have our breakthrough and God is helping us, will we grab the hand of others and help bring them with us? Will we take the time to give a hug and encouragement? And also in our prayer closet to rebuke the enemy and say, I see you and I understand and I recognize your schemes and you're not going any further. You are defeated and I put you under my feet and I plead the blood of Jesus over my family, over my friends. Yes, I've seen it in friends too. Friends that have talked about things that have gone, that are in their families, things that they're dealing with. And you recognize it and you think, there's that pattern again in somebody else's family. There's that cycle. Sometimes it skips a generation. But there's that cycle trying to come back around again. No. No. Will not stand for it. God, heal them. God, raise them up. God, open their eyes to see and understand. You can be in the middle of your victory. You can be right in the middle of it. And the enemy will try to steal your joy of the moment. You can receive your freedom. I've lived this. I know it. You can receive your freedom and be set free. And the trauma from the bondage still torments you so much that it can take you months, weeks, years to truly enjoy the freedom. God has freedom for his people. And he is warning us to hold up the arms of others, to grab the hand of others, to hold the door for others, to help others to get free too. And will we, even at times when the argument's coming our way or the accusations are coming our way, been there, done that, I bet all of you have too. When the lies have been thrown your way, when they've put your name in their mouth with condemnation and with cursing, will we then push the offense back and say, God, break my heart. Let my heart be broken for their salvation, for their deliverance. Because, God, I understand that they're bound. God, I understand that they're blind. But God, I also understand that you love them. And just as you've blessed me, and just as you have helped me, and just as you have brought deliverance to me and freedom to me, and are yet bringing more, God, so the same you want to do for them. And God, I'll stand in the gap for them because their life is just as valuable. Their destiny is just as real. Their dreams are just as big. Their potential is just as wonderful. And even some of those that have already gone to heaven and left things undone here, for me, for you, for some of us, for others, there will be some of us that will help fulfill the dreams, help fulfill the unfinished assignments that others had that have gone on to be with the Lord. Assignments that were genuinely, truly from God, that they started. Some may not have started them, but many, they started them, but they didn't get to finish them. In some cases, the enemy took them out because they had things not dealt with. Some of them, they might have lost heart and they set it aside. But for whatever the reason, there are some that are now in heaven with unfinished assignments that you and I will help complete those assignments because they were God's plans, not the plans of man, God's plans, and they had eternal purpose. Eternal purpose. So God still wants those things done. I understand tonight it may seem like a little heavier message, but honestly it's not. It's actually a good message that God is transitioning us. God is bringing freedom. God is bringing victory. There'll be new battles in the new land. Don't think there won't. There will be. God is, I'm knowing my heart. God is giving keys. He's wanting us to ask for the keys. He's saying, the keys. I have keys that will unlock these things. And they can be broken. Unlock the answers. Unlock the strategies to bring victory to God's plans and defeat to the enemy's plans, that can unlock and the chains fall off of family lines in areas of their life where there have been cycles and patterns that have gone round and round and round. We've all got them. There's probably not a family anywhere that there are not those things that we see. But as we grow in God, as we learn, as your discernment becomes stronger, you'll recognize those things much easier. You'll see them. And ask God, Lord, give me the keys. Give me the understanding. Lord, show me how to approach this. Lord, show me how, what can I do, God, to bring this stronghold down? Lord, I'm trusting you, and God, I'll stand in the gap to see others be free. That's the heart of God. And I know that I want in life to be an encourager. I told my husband the other day, after talking to my oldest brother, and I was listening to that yeah stuff, you know. It was like, Lord, I want to be an encourager. I don't want to be one that ever adds fuel to the fire of comparison, of condemnation, of, well, that's good, but that sort of that. Well, that's really good, but you could have probably been a little better if so-and-so and so. The word says in 1 Corinthians 10:12, I don't want to do a, without a, make sure that I give the word. It says, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. I think in another place it says it easier. It just says, do not compare yourselves among yourselves. There's always going to be those that have done more. There's always going to be those that have done less. There's always going to be those that are more skilled or smarter. There's always going to be those that are not as much. And when we compare ourselves to others, not only are we judging ourselves, which the word says, judge not lest you be judged, but we're judging someone else. We're either seeing ourselves as above someone else and them below us, or we're seeing ourselves as below them and someone else above us. And either way, we're judging both. We're judging both ourselves and them. So, Lord, help us. Lord, help us to see and understand. Help us to recognize and discern. And, Lord, we ask for the keys to unlock these things. Lord, the keys to unlock our future. Lord, the keys to transition and the wisdom and understanding to know how. And, Lord, show us how that we can assist in any way, God. Depend on you, but what we can do to help unlock bondages for others and see others set free. And let them see what a true treasure they are to the Lord, that God made them with plans and wonder and delight and placed gifts. He says he gave gifts unto man. God delights in his children. He delights when he created man in the earth, and he sat back and he said, it is good. It is good. God loves us. He loves us. He wants us to succeed. But he wants it. It's all through him. It's all through him. Well, thank you guys for listening to me as I share my heart. I'm going to play another song so I can write down the numbers right quick. And then I'll start taking callers.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond
thankful for a God that looks beyond our faults. And he looks at what we need and so graciously and lovingly gives us everything. The word says he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So, Lord, we thank you. And, Father, I thank you tonight for each and every one. Lord, I just ask that you bless them, that you help them, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you hear their prayers, Lord, and that you are their ever-present help in time of trouble. But, Lord, I thank you, you are the God that is more than enough. Your arm is not short to save. And, Lord, you said that you know the plans you have for us to do us good and not harm, to give us a hope and a future. And, Lord, we thank you so much for loving us. Amen. All right, my first caller tonight is 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, hon, I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
Still battling sinuses, but this too shall pass.
Yes, it shall. Yes, it shall. I listened for a little bit last night to Angela Joy, and she was battling with sinus stuff, and I think some of that just has to do with the time of year that we're in, the season that we're in. And of course, when you get disturbances in the Gulf and stuff, and it's blowing stuff in, I think some of it's just natural things. But we serve a supernatural God, and we are supernatural beings, and we just stand and believe for healing and restoration and for everything to work as it should.
Amen.
So, amen. Amen. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I just thank you for Miss Sylvia. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she was healed. And, Lord, I stand in agreement with her, Lord, for a total restoration and things brought into alignment. Lord, things brought into alignment in her body. Lord, everything corrected. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for even that deviated septum, Lord, fixing that thing, bringing it into alignment, opening that back up. Lord, I thank you for strengthening her immune system. Lord, I thank you for giving her refreshing. Lord, things that are physical ailments, they're draining. Lord, I know that from years and years of going through so many. It's draining when it goes on and on. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are the God that brings restoration and brings healing and refreshing, Lord, that just fills us to overflowing. Lord, your word says that you fill our cup to overflowing. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd, that we shall not want. Lord, your word says that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and that we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, Lord, I thank you for the goodness of God. Lord, I thank you for the goodness of God that overflows in Sylvia's life, that she does proclaim and she does know, and her heart does cry out, God is good. God is good. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you because you are good, and all that you do is good and just and true. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just wrapping your arms around Sylvia, Lord. Father, with the love that you have for her and the concern and the care that you have for her, Lord. Father, that even as she prays for others and stands in the gap for others, Lord, that you are pouring into her. You're pouring through her also, but as you're pouring through her, you're also pouring into her, Father. And Lord, I thank you, God, that she's reaping benefits. The word says, forget not thy benefits. Oh, Lord, we thank you that healing and wholeness, God, wholeness, Lord, we ask for wholeness. Lord, I ask for wholeness for myself, wholeness for every person listening here, Lord, wholeness, spirit, soul, body, finances, Lord, wholeness. You are a God of wholeness. You are a God of more than enough. Our cup overflows, Lord. Lord, your word says that it is your desire that we have all sufficiency in all things. In all things. You wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Lord, that covers it all. That covers it all. Soul, body, our spirits reborn, so we know it's perfect. Our finances. Lord, we thank you for your word that does not return into void. But Lord, I just thank you for touching Miss Sylvia and bringing healing and restoration. Lord, for correcting those things that have been out of order in her body. For correcting them, Lord. Father, I thank you even for bringing correction. Even bringing correction, Lord, in relationships where things have been out of order. Out of order. Father, you've been doing that. Lord, you've been doing it. You've been bringing healing. But Lord, you've been bringing changes and heart changes, the way people see things, the way people react, the way people process their thoughts, process their emotions. That the process, Lord, people are going through the process of the changes. So, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you thanks, Lord, because there are many things that are yet in the process. Lord, even that once again, just like the song at the beginning of the program, there are things we haven't seen the completion of yet, but they're in the process. Lord, I thank you for the favor that you poured out on Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for the divine connections, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the networking that you have been doing and are still doing for things that are being developed. Things that are in the process. That are in the process. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all honor and glory. And I speak a blessing over Sylvia's life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Girl, it's just a lot in the process. I mean, that's what I was getting quite a bit was things are in there's things in process. You know, in your life, and it's in so many areas. It's in several different areas.
Yes, I've been feeling that. Praise the Lord. Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Well, was there anything in particular you wanted to tell us about tonight or anything in particular you want prayer about?
Oh, no, that's it. I thank you for praying.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And I will continue to pray for your healing. And anyhow, I'm just going to say in the process, you know, I just sense the Lord working in your family there, working in your health, and working in church relationships and connections that are going there with you.
Yes.
I think some of these things, as we get to the other side of them, that we'll have a clear view of it. We'll have a clear view and more understanding, and it'll all be good. It'll be good.
Yes.
All right. Will you be blessed, son? Go ahead.
You too.
All right.
No, I was going to say the same. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Right. 7-5-4-2-4-0.
I'm on your phone.
There's Donald and Tanya.
Hey, Jeannie, this is Donald and Tanya.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? I hear that baby.
Yeah.
Little darling. All right.
No, we doing
Thank
great.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
For holding and waiting. And I tell you what, when that song was playing at the beginning of the program, I thought about you guys. Of how you've been holding in things that are happening and things that are in the process of going through. I'll be honest. As I saw your number, it's like I can see the enemy. You know how when and when the enemy is starting to retreat, you know how sometimes, I don't know if you ever did, but as the enemy's starting to retreat, how he's starting to back up, he's backing up, but he's chunking rocks still. And that's what I saw some, is like the enemy starting to retreat, starting to back up, but still chunking rocks. You know, and sometimes it can feel like that we're still in the middle of the battle or in the heat of the battle when really we've already got the victory is already manifesting, is already starting to manifest, but it can feel like we're still in the middle of the battle because we're still getting pummeled with rocks when in truth the enemy is backing off. The enemy is backing away. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tanya, and, Lord, I thank you that their victory is imminent. Lord, I thank you that their victory is imminent. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you are with them. You are for them. Lord, you are King of kings and Lord of lords in their lives. And Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against them can prosper. Lord, the enemy has tried to hold back. The enemy has tried to hinder. To literally, like a spirit of hindrance has tried to hinder. I've had that myself in my life in years past at times. Lord, I thank you, Father, that the victory is imminent. And, Lord, that they are closer to victory even than they know. Father, I thank you for the deluge of water. Lord, I thank you for the deluge, Lord, of the flow. Lord, just like as a dam starts to break, and there's just a few trickles to start with, Lord. But then as that breaks, then there's a flood. There's a flood that comes forth. And, Father, I thank you for a flood of blessings. Lord, I thank you for the breaking. Lord, the breaking of the back. The breaking of the back of the enemy. The breaking of the back of debt. The breaking of the back of everything that would try to hold back blessings, that would try to hold back that would try to hold back their joy and expectation, Lord. Everything that has tried to hinder, because the enemy knows what a force for God you are. Wow. The enemy knows many times what our callings are. He has some understanding. Of course, he hears the words that are spoken. But there seems many times that those very things that we're called to, those very things that are some of the greatest strengths and anointings in our life, they will often be the very areas that we're fought in the most. I've seen it time and again. I've experienced it time and again. And when you overcome in those areas, when you get your breakthrough in those areas, then you'll have an anointing to have breakthrough, to pray and see things, see that same area defeated off other people's lives. You'll have an anointing for it then, a strong one. Father, I thank you, Lord, for an anointing for prosperity, an anointing for blessing, an anointing of how to press through in warfare. Lord, an anointing for wisdom and discernment and understanding and the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God. God, I thank you, Lord, for even using Donald and Tanya to teach others. Lord, that they will teach others. They will stand before the people and they will teach others how to press through, how to recognize the schemes of the enemy, how to keep standing. When you've done all to stand there for. How to realize when you are gaining ground, when you are pressing through, when you are at the door of victory. Even though sometimes it may feel like you're not. Even though you may still be being pummeled by rocks, but the enemy is actually retreating. You may still feel a bonk on your head and it may hurt, but the enemy is retreating. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for using them . I just heard the word schools of ministry. I've never heard that over you guys. I don't know that I've ever heard that over anybody. I know what it is because I've seen things like that where that there would be conferences, and it would be, you know, one speaker might speak on healing, one speaker might speak on finances, one speaker might speak on faith or even business, and it's like, you know, they would call it like schools of ministry, not literally like a college, but like conferences and things. But I literally heard concerning you guys, schools of ministry, schools of ministry. God using y'all, I believe, in conference type settings to teach others in these specific areas that God is anointed y'all for and is using y'all for, and these areas that y'all have battled, schools. And schools may have more, I mean, I heard the word schools. It may have even more meaning than just that, schools. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using them in schools, Lord, and whether it's just schools of ministry, whether it's in other areas too, Lord, whether it's in natural schools. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for the plans that you have for them. Lord, I thank you, Father, for success in a spirit of excellence, God. I thank you for a spirit of excellence upon their life. And Lord, I thank you for the flood, the flow, the breaking forth, the flood, the flow. Lord, coming forth that they're closer than they think. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. And Lord, I speak a blessing over their life. Lord, they are blessed. They are blessed. They are blessed. The enemy knows it. They are blessed. Lord, I speak a blessing over their kids, their family, the favor of God. And Lord, your word says that you'll cause even people to give into our bosom. Lord, that pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you for your love. Lord, I thank you for your purposes and your word that does not return unto you void. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Were you guys still there? Donald and Tanya?
Yeah, we're still here. Okay. I just had you on mute because the little one was making noise. Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can. I didn't know if I'd lost you there for a second. You still showed up on my board, but
good.
Is there anything you would you want to tell us about, or anything God's doing in your lives that
that was a powerful word. And I felt it. It just felt so heartfelt. It felt so comforting. But that's how we actually felt, as far as there's a lot of things that, like, when you know what God has told you, you know what your discussion has been with God, and we have felt what we call it, like, the spirit of delay, and just like how you were saying, it's like a hindrance, and we felt it at different times. And, you know, we tried, we prayed, you know, we always pray against it and try to contend with it. And it's almost like contending for the faith, because you know what God has for you. You feel it. Mm-hmm. You feel it in your spirit. You feel it in your bones. But what you see is not relating to what God has said and what's in your spirit. So it's just like I'm fighting for what God has told you. It's like fighting for the faith. And against, like, any delays, like, just in case you, like, man, is it, you know, you feel like, man, you should have been at this position or here, but you just feel like something is just holding back. So, you know, we prayed about it plenty of times. And as far as the school thing, that's actually that's our dream right there, to open up our school. I received the conference one too as well, but we wanted to open up like a a preschool and just keep on going, adding to
wow.
it and adding to it. But we really wanted to do like a Christian school. And that's just been our thing. Like, and we just haven't found, that's what I've been praying about it lately as well. Just like, man, God, show us how to begin, like how to even mm-hmm. start. Cause we, that's our dream, but we haven't figured out like how to go about it. And, you know, with different mm-hmm. circumstances that has come up in our lives and, you know, the kids and everything like that. So many different obstacles. So we like, man, how are we going to do it? You know, but that mm-hmm. has been a dream. And then just the fact that you stopped and you just said schools. And it's just like, God is just like, saying, yeah, it's still there.
So that's God's dream too. Yeah, I've never given that word to anybody, much less y'all. And honestly, I've never heard anyone else. Of course, I don't listen to Brandy's program every night. I do on and off, but I've not personally heard. I had no idea that was y'all's dream to have schools like that. That's amazing. I just all of a sudden heard the word schools, and it was plural. But Lord, I thank you. Well, that's awesome. That's confirmation.
It sounds like God has more than what we think.
Yeah. I heard it as schools, not school. I heard it in the plural form. So praise God. That's encouraging to me. I had no idea. I had never heard that concerning you guys, and just all of a sudden, I just heard the word schools. So that makes you to know that's like God's stamp of approval. That is a God idea, that is God's plan, that's in y'all's heart from him. When the Lord speaks that like that, he's going, yes, that's correct. Mm. But I know what, I know what you mean when you've stood and you've prayed.
Amen.
I will say, and it's been, it's been 11 years ago, I went through about 20 years of really severe health problems. And I prayed and I prayed. And, of course, in the process, God was working in me. And I called Randy more than you can ever imagine, way before there was a blog talk. And got prayer, went in every healing line, stood, quoted scriptures over myself. And you stand, you don't ever give up. But at times the enemy will try to, he'll try to, well, this is the way it's just going to be. And you go, no, it will not be. And then you'll get words of what God's going to do in your life, and you think, well, if God's going to do this, then this situation's got to change, because God's already said I'm going to do such and such. So I know this has got to change. And I will say that one day
Amen.
It changed. One day, boom, it changed. And one day I was delivered. I didn't even know I was delivered at that moment. It was several weeks. I kept thinking, boy, man, I'm feeling good. I'm thinking, wow, man, I'm going through a good season here, man, everything. And finally had a prophet from God that I had never met in my life stood up. And he told me, he says, the Lord says, nightmares of seasons past are over. And when he said it, the Lord quickened in my heart. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm healed. I didn't even know it. I thought I was just having some good times, having some good seasons. Mm. But I knew when it happened, and it was one of those times when it happened, there wasn't nobody laying hands on me. Matter of fact, I was in the ICU by myself, not knowing whether or not they would have to do an emergency surgery on me to keep me alive. And I said, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. When there was nobody there laying hands on me or praying over me. And I said, God, I trust you. And I went to sleep. And it was like that broke the back of the enemy. When I trusted God, and I said, God, I trust you. And God delivered me. And even though I didn't know I was delivered, because I still had to go through a bit of the healing process, From that, just the natural process, I was delivered because it was a spirit of infirmity. But see, the natural healing in my body still took, 2 or 3 weeks of just the natural healing part. It wasn't a deliverance and an instant healing too. It was a deliverance. But many, as I realized later, many of the other symptoms I had instantly left too and realized it was all part of that spirit of infirmity. But see, I'd stood for 20 years. Not to say that you guys will, but see, in the process, God was doing a lot of things in my life. He let me go through the process because he was changing me. But there does come a day, the focus of that is we stand and we stand and we stand, and sometimes we get discouraged, and sometimes it looks like, will this ever change? And yet we cling to those words that says, Lord, you've told me I'm going to do this and this and this, and this situation that I'm facing has to change for me to do those things that you said I'm going to do. But then there does come the day, boom, it's done. It's done. And then you can look back and say, God was faithful. When God said I would come out victorious, a little lady that's in heaven now, I remember, and it probably wasn't more than 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that before the Lord delivered me. She said, the Lord says, you're coming out of this and you're coming out victorious. And I was like, praise God, because I was to the point that I thought, God, I don't have a bit of strength left in me, but I'm going to believe. I'm going to stand. But it was true. And those days that seem, and I don't know why God works like this, but sometimes it's when things are at their most dire that God moves. I had never been in the ICU before, but it was when I was in the ICU that God healed me, that God delivered me. God does his best work in some of the hardest situations. For one thing, no one else can take the victory then. No one else can take the credit. And no one then can say anything, but God did that. We ourselves can't say, okay, I got smart and I made a smart move here. Then we say, God did this. And I think sometimes that's why God does it when everything looks impossible, because then the whole world can look at it and say, only God did that. And he loves being honored like that. So keep standing, brother. Keep standing. Keep believing God has spoken over you, spoken over Tanya, speaking over your babies. And just tonight, I had no idea that y'all wanted to do the schools. I've never heard that about y'all before. I've never heard that from the Lord. Just all of a sudden, I heard schools, plural, schools. So praise God. God's got his finger on you guys of approval and favor, and he's saying, come on. But I know I did. It was like I could see the enemy turn into run, you know, like how they start backing up. They're still chunking rocks, but they're backing up. They're backing up. So I just believe, I believe with you guys, you're going to see things turn around. We are in a season of transition. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving Donald and Tanya any keys that they need. But, Lord, we know that you have the keys to all of it. And, Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can shut and closing the doors that no man can open. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Is there anything else y'all want to pray about while I got you?
I have 4 more weeks to go to deliver this baby, so I just wanted you to pray for, like, a safe delivery, and I'm asking God, because, you know, no C-section, I'm praying against it. The second one was a C-section, and I believe nothing is impossible to God, so if you can pray for that, I've been letting other people to agree with me,
sure.
So that way I can deliver, like, the baby normal, so praying against C-section.
Right. Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for perfection. Lord, we thank you for perfection in this child and perfection in this delivery, Lord. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, that this child is fearfully and wonderfully made. And, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that Tanya can go through a natural childbirth with this, Lord, that her body will be strong and capable. And, Lord, that the doctors will, Lord, that they'll have your wisdom in this, Lord. I just ask, Father, for the strength in Tanya's body, Lord, just for everything just to flow naturally and easily, Lord, for safety for Tanya, for safety for the baby. And, Lord, I speak peace over the situation. Lord, I speak peace to the doctors. And Lord, we just ask this, Lord. We ask it. We come together, Lord. I link my faith with theirs and come into request to you with them, Lord, for a natural, easy birth for this child, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that you do all things well, Lord, that every good gift comes from above. And Lord, this little precious life is from above. And Lord, we just thank you for God. Is it a little girl? Or do you know?
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A boy.
Thank God.
But she wanted a girl.
We wanted a girl, so. Yeah.
Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this little boy. And Lord, we just thank you for blessing him. You may still have a girl in the works. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this little boy, and Lord, for just bringing a blessing and anointing him, Lord, and Lord, for the joy that he'll bring to this family. But Father, we thank you now for just an easy delivery, a quick delivery, no lasting effects, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for things being able to happen naturally. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
So, well, God bless you.
Amen.
God
thank
bless
you,
Jean. Guys.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. God bless y'all and look forward to hearing about the birth and what y'all name him and all of that good stuff. I wish they had the pictures on the PGN so we can see pictures of everybody. So anyhow, Randy will get there again later, I guess. Anyhow, y'all have a good week. God bless you. And we will talk to y'all later.
All right, Jeannie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, 402-214.
Hi,
Ms. Jeannie. Tonight. How you, girl?
Oh, I'm excited. You picked up the phone. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I had to mute it for a second. I heard someone honking out in the driveway, and I knew my husband wouldn't hear it, so I had to mute it and holler out the door for him to go look out in the driveway. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's pray for you, and then we'll talk a little bit. Father, I thank you for sharing, God, and I thank you. I hear Sharon almost to me. I hear the word fulfilling your expectations, fulfilling your expectations. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have even been in the process of changing Sharon's expectations, Lord, that you've been aligning her expectations and her heart's desires, her thought processes, Lord, up with your own. Because that's one thing God does within us is many times as we start our journey with God and we have our own plans and we have things that we desire and we want to see in others and you know, we have our natural plans, and God begins to shift the way we think, and he begins to shift, and he begins to actually implant his dreams within our heart and his desires within our heart. Because sometimes, and it's not that we have desires always that are bad or ideas that are bad, but God has a plan, you know, and it is all about his plan and what he has for us and what he begins to shape us as we start giving our heart to him, as we start allowing him to work within us and change the way we think and change the way he begins to shape us and to mold us and to really make the best version of us that we could have, because our own version usually is somewhat skewed from what God would make. You know, God, oh, Lord, I have, you know, the Lord has changed me so much, and then I'm still always like, God, change me. God, change me. Don't quit working on me, Lord. That's always my prayer to God, don't quit working on me. But I see, God, your expectations, fulfilling expectations, but I also see that God has been working in you, and he's been putting his thoughts and his desires and his dreams and he's been changing somewhat the way you see things, changing somewhat the way you process things, changing somewhat just your overall thought processes and ideas and you know, he's been aligning you with him. He's been aligning you more and more with him and molding and make you And I just sense that the Lord is pleased, that God is pleased with what he has done in your life and what you have allowed him to do in your life.
Wow.
So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for sharing. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the softening that you have done, Lord, the softening so that, Lord, that she's hearing you more. Lord, she's feeling your presence more. Lord, she's sensing your voice more. She's sensing, Lord, that when you pull on her to draw back, or Lord, when you move on her, Lord, that she's sensing your presence and your guidance more than she even has, Lord, that it's growing within her, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you have put, God has put a sensitivity in you, Sharon. You have a sensitive heart. You have a sensitive heart. You have a sensitivity about you that is a God-given thing. Until things, as God develops it, until it gets more developed by Holy Spirit and more developed just in the time we spend with God and the Word, then God fine tunes all of those things, and it really becomes enhanced, so to speak. But I just think that the Lord created you with a sensitivity. He created you with a sensitive heart and one that's just since it's you notice details, that you're a detail person. You have you notice details, that you're a detail oriented kind of person. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for how you are molding Sharon, Lord, how you are shaping her, Lord, into the woman of God that you've called her to be, Lord, that's effective, Lord, that's effective in ministry, Lord, that's effective in the lives of others, that's effective, Lord, for you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for honing those things in her, for fine-tuning her hearing. The Word says that we have eyes to see and ears to hear, eyes to see what God wants to show us and ears to hear what God wants to tell us. And that God is fine-tuning things in you. There are things that God put within you that are from him for his purposes. See, those things are starting to be activated. They're starting to be activated there now. You know, we see that even in natural things, in computers and this and that, and all sorts of things things are actually, you know, just like even when children are born and you can see they've got a natural talent for music or a natural talent for art. And we develop those things by encouraging areas and giving them counsel and guidance in that, but giving them opportunity to express their creativity. But just since God, things being activated in you, there are some things even that are not yet activated but will be, that God has put within you. God gives gifts unto men. He gives some severally as he will. I think most people have more than one area of anointing and gifting. But when Holy Spirit's within us, then he has all the gifts. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the developing that you're doing within Sharon. And Father, I thank you how it's going to be a joy to her. Lord, that she's going to feel peace. She's going to feel a more of a sense of well-being, Lord, that she's going to have more understanding and discernment. And Lord, that the things that you have put within her, Lord, as she continues to submit to you, as she continues to grow in you, as she continues to become acquainted with Holy Spirit more and more, Lord, and your word continues to grow in her heart, Lord, that she is going to much more easily be able to discern between what is her own thoughts, what is her own emotions, and what is the Lord, what is God. And everybody does that. Nobody, I don't know that anybody ever grows completely beyond that. And we all do that because we all have a natural mind. We all have natural emotions, but we also have the voice of God within us because we belong to him. When the Spirit of God is within us, we have the Spirit of the Lord within us, and we all, even now, have to at times, God, is this, you know, is this you? God, help me to know what is not add to or take away from with my own thoughts, Lord, but to hone that understanding and that knowing that we know that this is God. And I just sense God, he's doing that in you. He's working that in you that will continue to be developed But that sensitivity that God has put within you, that he created you with, is going to serve you well in life. It's going to serve you well. Sometimes that sensitivity may cause you to get your feelings hurt a little easier. It may cause you to notice things a little more because that's the way you're created. But it is a God thing, and it is something that God is going to use, and it has God purposes and God plans behind it. It's God is sensitive. The Lord is sensitive. God is detailed. God created you with that. But it has his purposes. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the developing and the process, Lord, that you're doing and sharing, Lord. I thank you, Lord, you're doing that in all of us. But, Father, I thank you for the joy and the peace that it's going to bring Sharon, Lord. And, Lord, how that you're going to use her in that. Lord, you're going to use her in it, that she will not think of being sensitive as being a bad thing, but she'll know that she knows that she knows that it's a good thing, Lord, because it's something from you, that she will hear you sharply, she will hear you easily. Lord, that she'll be sensitive to your spirit most of all. Most of all, Lord, sensitive to your spirit. So, Lord, I praise you, and I thank you, and I bless her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. My sensitivity has been something that I have fought with my whole life, you know. I can remember in grade school that you had to fill out paper. And one of the questions was, what do you like most about yourself? And then what do you not like about yourself? And in both places, I put sensitivity.
Right.
You know, that I didn't like it because, you know, it hurt.
Right.
It hurt more. And you worry about that being, you know, like, whether that was just me, I'm being bad, or, you know, that. It's weak to be so sensitive, you know, to get hurt so easily. But then I liked it because it gave me the ability to understand and know what's wrong with somebody.
Right.
And be able to help them and comfort them. And, I mean, that was like seventh grade that I've been battling with the sensitivity thing. So I'm really glad to know that it was God, you know, God's
yeah.
gift. But
I can sense that, you know, when I was
really
getting when I was getting the word from the Lord, I could sense that it was something that was a struggle for you at times, but that it absolutely is a blessing from God, and it's something of him. So go ahead.
Glad you said that. You told me that, you know, I thank God for clearing that up. But it's funny because you said a detailed person. I mean, this stuff that has gone on in my life for the last, I don't even know how many years now, has caused me to really be detailed, you know, because I notice. It's how I know if someone's been in my apartment or done something, you know. I can see it. Because I notice those things. Maybe, I don't know, maybe everybody does, but maybe they don't. I don't know. But today I said that, you know, that line, the devil's in the detail. Because I truly believe that, you know, the people that are doing this to me are working for him. It's very evil what's been happening. And that's my prayer, is that God not allow it, at least with my communications, because it's gotten... You know, it interferes with relationships that matter to me. And if I can't talk to the people, you know, like last week when you were on, you know, I called in the very beginning, like even a little before you started.
Huh.
And I remember you were so sad because you couldn't play music.
Right. Some of the stuff kicked off just as the program went on.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, just listening, but, you know, almost all the way through, and then I got kicked off the queue, and I had to call back. So of course, calling back, I was way at the end, and you didn't have time, you know, to take the call.
Yeah, I ran out of time.
It's that kind of thing. And friends that will try to call me, and then I can't respond back. A lot of stuff with my phone. So I would like to pray, you know, that God's mercy, that he doesn't allow it anymore,
yeah.
If that's possible. Part of me thinks, I'll share this with you, but part of me, when you're talking about thinking how God thinks, part of it is that, you know, the people that listen in, they
uh-huh.
have to listen to all, they listen to all these prayers. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they listen, they are forced to, because they're hacking my phone. And that's what I talk about, right? They have to listen about God. So, you know, part of me is like, well, maybe that's what God wants. I don't know. But I would really appreciate it if they not be allowed to do that anymore. Although
yeah.
I think
well,
it's happening to a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, let's just stand on the word. You know, the Bible says that the word does not return unto him a void, but it accomplishes what it's sent to do. So, Father, we just thank you. Your word says that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, we shall condemn, and that is our heritage in the Lord. So, Father, Lord, that every tongue that rises against us, Lord, in judgment, and every action, Lord, even that's taken against us, Lord, we just, in Jesus' name, we just render that, Lord, unable to operate, defeated. And
right.
Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over Sharon, Lord, over her phones, over her communication, Lord, over everything in her apartment, anything that's going on there. Lord, that we ask that everything that's hidden be revealed, Father. Lord, because some of that stuff could be, you know, would actually be illegal, Father. So we just ask that everything hidden be revealed, Lord, that no weapon formed against Sharon can prosper. That, Lord, we just ask that every hindrance be broken, that every judgment that's wrongly spoken against her is broken. And, Lord, we just thank you for revealing the schemes of the enemy, Lord, and we cancel, Lord. We just speak confusion into the enemy's camp, Lord, just like in the word I believe it was Gideon, Lord, when they sounded the cymbals, you know, they broke pots, and the enemies thought that it was like a huge army
right.
and weapons that they fled, and in some cases they even killed one another. They became so confused that the enemy began to kill one another, destroy one another, and Gideon was able to went in and took up and just picked up all the spoils of the battle without ever even having to swing a sword. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, even in Sharon's case, Lord, we just speak that the enemy would just be so confused they would turn upon themselves. Lord, that Sharon come out victorious. Lord, that she come out without the smell of smoke in any of this. And Lord, we just thank you for revealing what has been hidden, revealing the schemes of the enemy, Lord, and bringing a conclusion to this, bringing a stop to this, bringing an end to this, Lord, and that Sharon comes out on top in all of this, Lord. And I just speak the peace of God over the situation, peace of God over Sharon. And, Lord, we just thank you for your mercy and your goodness and your protection over us as your children, because you're a good Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Jeannie,
all right,
I just have one more prayer real quick. I have
okay.
a dear friend of mine, someone I truly, he's been my friend since we were in grade school, and he's never in all of our lives, you know, grade school, high school, college, you know, I mean, he was in my wedding. I just forever, he's been my friend. And he caught that that really bad virus about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. It almost killed him, and he was in ICU for a long time, and now he's out, but he's paralyzed from the waist down from it. And I had like an inner picture of him standing and smiling and waving, and I want to pray. Would you pray with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you please pray that he is restored to perfect health and his feeling come back and he's able to walk? Because this person, I'm telling you, I've never, and anybody who knows him would say the same thing. It's the truth. I've never heard him say one bad thing about anybody ever in his life or in any situation that he's been in. And I've been with him through a lot of, you know, his wife was one of my best friends, and I've never heard him. I could be saying terrible things. Everybody else could be saying terrible things, but not him. You never heard. So if anybody deserves healing, it's him.
Yeah. Let's just agree in prayer. You know, honestly, you know, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you love this man, Lord, that your heart is for him. And Lord, I just come in agreement with Sharon, Lord. We just ask for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, we speak healing to him. Lord, your word says that you sent us to set the captives free. And Lord, being paralyzed or being in a wheelchair, Lord, that is absolutely being captive. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that because of your love, because of the blood of Jesus, Lord, not that we deserve anything, Lord, for we've all failed, we've all sinned, but Lord, that your love overcomes all. And Lord, because your love, Lord, the witness that it is, your love extended to him. Lord, Sharon's love for him, Lord, as a friend, someone that she treasures, Lord. I thank you, Father, Lord, we just, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just decree your healing word that by Jesus' stripes he was healed. Lord, that Jesus was bruised for and broken for our infirmities. He was stricken and smitten. But, Lord, he did it because he loves us and he wanted us to be whole. And, Lord, we just ask for a creative miracle, Lord, and in those nerves in his legs and his back, Lord. Every area, Lord, that needs restoration, Father, we ask it. And, Lord, even as Sharon saw in her heart, saw him standing, Lord, we just decree that and ask that she see that even in the natural, that she see him standing, Lord, because of that in her heart, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for bringing healing, for bringing restoration, Lord. Lord, for a miracle of God, a creative miracle. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony and the witness. And Lord, even the, Father, the witness to his heart to know that God loves him tremendously, Lord, that it would be a witness to him, Lord, and a testimony that would go throughout the nations, Lord, that others would see and believe because of your love for him. So, Lord, we decree it, we ask it, and we thank you in advance, Lord, for an answer. We thank you, Lord, in advance, for your healing streams of God, for the blood of Jesus, Lord, just even flowing through his body, Lord, bringing restoration and health into him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. You know, when you were praying that, I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting so excited, you know, so excited that he's going to be healed. I'm sorry to the other listeners that need your prayer, but I really am grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome.
Powerful, Jeannie.
No, you're welcome. Well, thank you for calling and thank you for waiting, and I'll catch you next time.
Okay.
God bless.
Good night. God bless you.
Okay, 709-500.
Hello, this is Dastia.
Hi, Dastia. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. You doing well?
Yes, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Well, let's pray for you. I know I'm getting kind of close to running out of time. Got a few minutes left. Father, I thank you for Dastia. Lord, I thank you, God, for the favor of God. Lord, I thank you for... I just see blessing in your hands, Lord, Dastia. I see like the hand of God working through your hands. You know, it seems like I can remember once before a long time ago, seeing something about the blessing of God in your hands, God using your hands, God like an anointing even in your hands. I don't know if it's in, whether that's in writing. That doesn't necessarily mean that you do some kind of work with your hands as far as like tools or anything like that. I mean, it can be God using your hands in writing and in mathematical things and whatever, but just sense like the, like an anointing of God in your hands. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Dastia. Lord, I thank you for directing his steps. Father, I thank you, Lord, I thank you for cutting him off from connections and situations and areas that are not beneficial to him, Lord. That those things, those avenues, Lord, individuals, whether it's even businesses and things like that, things that are not part of his future, that are not part of his future, Lord, for cutting him off from those. And, Lord, for attaching Dastia to those places and people that are part of his destiny. Lord, attaching him, connecting him to those that are part of his destiny and detaching him from those that would be a hindrance or would hold him back or unimportant, those things that are neither here nor there to his destiny and his future. But Lord, I thank you for attaching him to those things that are part of his future, that are part of his God-given destiny. Lord, I thank you, Father, for making it a straight pull. You know, sometimes if we have like a rope on something and there's a rope and we're trying to pull it one way and there's another rope and it's kind of pulling it another way, it hinders the forward motion. You know, anything that, you know, if you've ever even tried to pull a tree root out and you got something on it, but there's another little root that, you know, we're trying to pull up a weed and you're pulling one way, but there's maybe another little root attached somewhere that's holding it. And you're thinking, why is it this thing coming out? I'm pulling on this. I'm pulling on, I'm pulling it. And you're pulling it straight up, but there's a little side, something, little side root attached. And it's like, as you pull, it's kind of pulling that way. And it can hinder the forward, the progress. I don't know what this relates to, Dasha, but I just felt praying that prayer that God cut off anything that would be pulling you to the side, anything that would be hindering your forward motion, that of God's pull on your life. God's pull is going to bring success into your life. God's pull, God's connections is going to send you forward. It's going to, I said, actually like shot out of a slingshot. Not just send you forward, but like sling. You know how do, I don't even know the word to say, but like just shoot you forward into the things of God and into the blessings of God and the purposes of God. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for Dasha's life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for disconnecting him from everything that's not a part of his future in God. And I thank you, Lord, for giving him a clean break, Lord, that's moving straight forward with you. And Lord, even acceleration, I speak acceleration, God. Acceleration, that's the word I think I was looking for. Acceleration, Lord, is those things that are not part of his God-given future and not part of his God-ordained future, as those things are broken or cut off, just the same as pulling that weed up out of the ground, when that little other little taproot, when it breaks, man, that thing just comes sailing out of there. So, Father, I thank you for, Lord, for bringing forward the acceleration in Dasha's life, Lord, that he shoots, that he moves forward like an arrow shot from a bow, Lord, into you and in your purposes and the blessings of God. And Father, for the work of his hands, Lord, your word says that we are blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed in all that we do, Lord, that the work of our hands are blessed. And Father, I thank you for using Dasha's hands, Lord, that his hands are anointed. His hands are anointed for the things that you have called him to do. I just see a pen in your hands, Dasha. I don't know what you do. I don't know. I don't even know for sure, but I see a pen in your hands. You're anointed. God has anointed your hands for the things he's called you to. So, Father, I bless that you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for accelerating him. And, Father, I thank you for cutting him free from every hindrance, from everything that would try to hold him back, from everything that would try to detour him or delay him in any way. And I thank you, Lord, for your purposes and your plans and your blessing being established in his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Wow. Is there anything in particular you needed prayer about while I got you? Or?
No, I think you said it all. Because just very quick, I was I'm working right now, and I applied for this job, and I was like, God, if this is not the way for me to go, I want you to cut me off. That's exactly the word that I use. I say, cut me off of this job if it's not your will for me. And that's exactly okay. What happened. You know? So, I mean, perfect. And my hand being blessed with, in mathematics, I heard about it before, so just confirmation, yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you for telling me that, too. That's always encouraging for me, too. So, thank you, Lord, for directing Dasha and all of this in Jesus' name. Well, you have a blessed week, son, and it's good to hear from you.
Thank you, Victor.
Okay, I maybe have time for one more caller right quick. I'm just about completely out of time. All right, 251-342.
This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi, girl. Good to hear from you. Thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting. Let's pray for you right quick, Father. I thank you for Latrice. Father, I thank you, Lord, for settling the storm. Settling the storm. Father, I thank you, Lord, for settling the storm. I just say, Latrice, I don't know what this is. I see it almost looks like a stirring of some clouds, a stirring of you ever see those little what do they call them? What do you call them? That they would be like little dust storms. You know, you'll see it look like a little miniature tornado, but they're really completely harmless.
Right.
You know, you'll see them. You'll see them dance across the field sometime. And you know, as little kids, we'd run stand in them as they go through. You know, and they'll stir up a little dust, and they'll get a little dust in your eyes, and you look at them. You know, and sometimes you might see some. At times they'd look pretty big, but in all honesty, they're harmless. You know, they really do nothing. And that's what I'm, honestly, what I'm sensing a little bit, that maybe, and I have no idea, you know, this, that there's some kind of little dust storm has been stirred up, or some little dust storm around you that are clouds, little clouds. But what I'm sensing is that it doesn't really amount to much of anything. It's not really... You know, you can see things that look like they're really something. I know that there's a type of cloud. I've heard the newsman talk about it. There's a type of cloud that can come through that looks very ominous.
Right.
Here a while back, there were some storms up in North Texas, and there were some clouds that come through that just looked horrendous. And then they asked the weatherman about it, and he said, "Oh no, those aren't dangerous. That's a such and such cloud. I don't remember what it was." But it was one of those things that looked ominous, that looked like a problem, when in truth it really wasn't. You know, it that kind of stuff can scare us, or can be a distraction. You know, it can be whatever. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just clearing the air, Lord, that a lot of those things that look like something that are really nothing. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just discernment and understanding, Lord, and even those little things that the enemy would try to bring in our way, things just to get our, just to bug us, you know. The enemy will bring up things to try to just be a distraction, or just to bug us, or just to aggravate us, or to rock our peace, you know, tries to rock our boat a little and this and that. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just clearing the air. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, I can hear you laughing, Latrice, in my heart, in my spirit. It's like I can hear you laughing, even laughing at the enemy and laughing at some of his measly little schemes that he tries to pull in our lives and around our lives. And, Father, I thank you for the victory in Latrice's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the knowing that she knows that she knows that she's an overcomer. Father, I thank you for her coming out on top always, Lord, that she comes out, that she's the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Lord. And I thank you, Father, I speak that she's above and not beneath, Lord, that she comes out on top. She comes out on top, Lord, in everything that she puts her hands to. Lord, everything that you've called her to, Lord, and that she is able to keep her eye on you and keep her eyes on the things that you've called her to. And, Lord, even when those little dust storm things, cannot think of what they're called, Lord, when those little things come through, that she knows that that's nothing. That is nothing. Lord, because she knows that no weapon formed against her can prosper. And, Lord, those little things that come along that just try to be a distraction or try to kick up a little dust, kick up a little sand or swirl a cloud around us, some of those clouds that might look so ominous, and then the weatherman says, oh, that's really nothing. That's, you know, that doesn't amount to anything. There's no danger in that. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just bringing Latrice out on top. Lord, bring her out on top. Lord, in everything that she does, in the favor of God, in the light of God just shining around her life. And, Lord, that she hears a voice behind her that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that she has the assurance she knows that she's heard from you, God, and that you're directing her steps and that you're with her. And, Father, I thank you for excellence in her life. Lord, I thank you for excellence in her life. Lord, even making an example of your blessing in her life, making her an example of the goodness of God, Lord, that people will see, and, Lord, that they will say, God is good. God is good. I see what God has done in your life, Lord, and it being, Lord, it being a witness to others. And even opening
Thank
the door
you,
for ministry, it opening the door for ministry, for her to share with others how God loves them and how God has a plan for their life.
Amen.
Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, and I speak a blessing over Latrice's life, Lord, and I thank you for the laughter of God in her mouth, because she knows the victory is hers, that the victory and the blessing and the favor is hers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I do thank you, hon. And you have a blessed evening. I appreciate you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive it, girl. You be blessed.
Amen.
I think I've got about 1 minute to get logged off. So
all right.
I appreciate you, and thank
Likewise.
You for waiting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I'm sorry once again I wasn't quite able to get to everyone, but I bless you all, and I thank you, and I pray you have a wonderful, blessed week in the Lord. Amen. Good night.